Welcome to a preview of the Clubhouse Podcast with Shane Bacon. We had a really special guest on this week, and it'll air on Monday. Gary Player, 9-time major winner, Hall of Famer, 80 years old, still in incredible shapes, won the Masters 3 times, and he was kind enough to spend some time with us. Talking about the Masters, talking about Arnold Palmer and how he won't be there this year for the ceremonial first tee shot. And along with that, we just talked about golf, both the good and the bad of the modern game. Talked about Rory a lot, talked about Jason Day and their golf swings, and talked about what Gary Player would be doing if he'd never picked up a golf club. So come back Monday morning of Masters Week and check out the full interview with Gary Player. But right now, just a few seconds of one of the coolest things Gary had to say when he chatted with us here at the clubhouse.
Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and I traveled the world extensively promoting golf, doing a lot of charity work, and we weren't paid a lot of money in those days, Shane, to do this. So we just loved the game. We loved competing against each other. That between us, we won over 50 major championships, regular and senior tour, and then we also won over 350 golf tournaments. So we had a wonderful career, very different to today. We traveled together. We went to my ranch. We went down gold mines in South Africa. We went to the game reserves. I stayed at their homes. And we had a friendship that actually you'll never see in three golfers again and dominate to that extent. And Arnold was this great icon, this charismatic man. And he'll be on the first tee, however, which will be nice, and we'll give him a big hug, and we'll hit the ball in his honor.
What are the two things that has stuck out in your mind the most that have changed from your first visits to Augusta National to the 2016 visit there?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the prize money. I won the Masters 3 times. I was within one shot, basically, and finishing second 3 times. I finished the top 10 15 times. I played in the most number of Masters tournaments, 52. I had the most number of cuts in a row. So it's been a wonderful place for me. But my three, all that performance together doesn't even come, I don't think. I don't think the total prize money would even be $300,000. I don't even think it might not even be $200,000. First prize was $20,000 when I won. $20,000 the second time and $40,000 the third time. Now it's $1.5 million or something. But money isn't the criteria. We practiced hard, went to the gym to try and be the best. You didn't worry about money. If I came to the last hole, and I was a very poor boy, extremely poor when we started out. If I came to Augusta on the last hole and somebody said to me in the gallery, listen, I'm a gambler. Make a double bogey on the last hole and I'll give you $20 million. You wouldn't even think about it. To win the tournament was worth more than $20 million. To win that tournament or to win the British Open, when you work so hard all your life, money's not the criteria.
Well, there you have it. Gary Player, the full podcast will come up Monday morning here at the clubhouse. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you go subscribe, write a review if you would. And if you have any Masters questions, send them our way. Use the hashtag ClubhouseSB and send in any question you have, fun or otherwise, as we get set for one of the best weeks of the entire year here in the golf world.